This week in the neighborhood.
Well, hello there, NWR fans. It has been a while. This is episode number one, technically, of the This Week in the Neighborhood podcast. I think the last show was 8 months ago or so in March, and that was episode zero, and it lasted all of 5 minutes long, and we were just testing things out. This is officially episode number one, and there is a lot to report in the world of NWR these days. Since that March episode in 2019, we have added two new DJs to the NWR family. That'd be Cam, who is doing Cam's House of Pain every Wednesday night from 7 to 9 p.m. And that will include this Wednesday, which is, in this case, tomorrow. But technically, pretend that I just recorded this like several days ago. And our next DJ will make her debut this Sunday. I think it's the 24th, but it's this Sunday, starting at 3 p.m. Eastern time. So going from 3 to 7. And that would be Beth from Planet Beth. And she'll be bringing us the Indie Lounge. That is the new show that she is going to be doing every Sunday. And it's been real exciting to get these shows going on NWR and to introduce a lot of new stuff for the NWR platform, so to speak. As such, those that have listened to the show before know that Mark and I usually, when we are doing a live show, it's just called NWR Live. Well, that doesn't seem to make much sense anymore, so as the website indicates, for those that actually go to the website, neighborhoodweeklyradio.com, by the way, it is now not going, it's not going to be NWR Live anymore. It will be, drum roll, Mitch and Mark Live. I guess that's sort of a letdown, maybe. I don't know. Maybe we'll think of a more clever name, but for now, it is Mitch and Mark Live on NWR. I don't think we're going to have the on NWR because it's obvious we're on NWR. But in any event, that's what's happening on the show perspective. In addition, there's been some updates to the webpage itself to better illustrate what shows are coming up this given week. Also introducing the new DJs that are going to be starting and just some new ideas for shows that we want to bring to NWR. One of them is an old favorite. Mark usually used to do his No Jazz Brunch on Sundays. I think he's going to try to revive that. He just did a show this previous Sunday, which was on the 17th, and that was quite entertaining. So I encourage you to tune into that show when you can. And as for me, I'm going to try to start a show called Local Sounds. And the idea behind that is each week, pick a geographic area around the world. Sometimes it could be localized to a particular state, maybe a particular town, like New York City, because, I mean, obviously there's a percentage of bands in a given area with when the populace is great, and New York City, of course, one of them, versus something like, I don't know, Canadian regions, I don't know, let's say Minneapolis scene, there's a good one, which is all of Minneapolis, but honestly, you could say, well, St. Paul, you know, has a big area there, but still working on the format of how that's going to all play out, but the idea being that I'll play some old bands and some new bands, and talk about the music scene, what was happening maybe at the time when those scenes, quote-unquote, were at their peak. I mean, one great example, I guess, would be like the Seattle grunge sound, certainly could spend time there. But, I mean, there's still a lot of great music coming out of those areas. For instance, a new favorite of the show is the Rallies. We play them often on the Mitch and Mark show. See, I'm already using that name. This is great. So Mitch and Mark Live, we play the Rallies. They're out of Seattle. And a really, really good band. Great album. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Called Local Sounds, I think I call it. I don't know. We'll see what it's going to be called. Very, very fluid at this point. I guess lastly, since it's been 8 months since I threw together a podcast, this is episode one. I'm going to try to make this a weekly thing. Maybe try to get it out there. Maybe Sunday night or Monday morning. But as most people know about me, I'm inherently lazy, and my time is very scattered and rare to find free time. So I will do my best to get this stuff out here for you folks to, I don't know, listen, get entertained maybe, or what have you. There'll be also... maybe, you know, we call it This Week in the Neighborhood. It's not just going to be about the shows that we're going to be doing, but maybe talk about things that are going on this week in music in general, maybe a little news. I know everyone's sick to death of the politic angle. I may touch on it, but I think I just threw up a little bit in my mouth even just thinking about it. So in any event, there'll be fun stuff in there. Yeah, that's it. It won't be too long either. I for those that don't know, there's a show, or a podcast rather, that Mike Rowe does. That's the Way I Heard It, I think it's called. Really good podcast, because what I like about it, it's the podcast for people with short attention spans, as he says. And that's going to be the goal of this podcast for the show. It's going to be brief. We don't need you to be listening for 20 minutes to me babble on like I'm doing with absolutely no script, no idea what I'm going to say next, because, well, that would be insane for me and quite boring for you. So we're going to keep it short, just talk about what show's coming up, fun stuff that's going on for the week, and future plans. And while we do have the schedule on the website, keep in mind it's always fluid. Sometimes we shift the time. We start later, or we do Saturday and not a Friday, or Friday and not a Saturday. So we'll do our best to keep that up to date. Wow, I think that's everything. I really hope you guys enjoy the new content we have coming on the way. I'm real excited to have Cam on board, and Beth is going to bring a really great sound to the show, and truly a different perspective with that indie sound, and bring in some bands that, you know, I have never heard of and will certainly probably never forget, because it's been really good listening even so far what we've heard. So in any event, have a great night, folks, and please tune in starting right now, actually, because remember, NWR is always on 24/7. We may not be live, but there's always music playing. And as always, welcome to the neighborhood.